Good morning, everyone. It's Mr. Lane here with today's Tuesday English News Report. This report is about an app that can be used to teach Chinese writing. And it's quite popular with local children and also expatriate kids. When digital marketing specialists Venus Li Lanqiu and Royce Li Lapui created their Chinese language learning app last year, their first thought was to test the beta version on a focus group made up of local Chinese children. But a chance encounter with an English-speaking boy showed them their digital learning tool had far greater potential than they realized. The boy had been taking part in a session for another product, but the partners decided to also show him their new app, My Chinese Copybook, elementary class. Without much instruction, the child began to write and was able to pick up 4 to 5 Chinese characters in a short time. His mum, an expatriate, thought it was really amazing, recalls Venus. That was when the two Lees, no relation, realized that their app could benefit expatriates who want to pick up the language as well as Chinese learners. Before long, they had incorporated English instructions to the app. The pair set up education apps developer Edify in 2011 after their digital marketing firm was bought by another company. The partners decided the challenge lay in education. They researched with digital education products, had succeeded overseas, and sought advice from teachers and principals in Hong Kong. Focus groups with local parents and children also played a part. This resulted in a series of educational apps for tablets under the Toothy Buddies brand. The first, Carnival of Animals, uses a musical suite by Camille Saint-Saëns to introduce children to concepts like pitch and rhythm through interactive animal-based stories. The second, Write Dance, adapts a program created in the West to introduce Chinese handwriting using music. My Chinese Copybook, the third app, focuses on teaching children how to write Chinese characters, including the correct stroke order and the spatial arrangement. Released in March, the paid version quickly rose to the top of Hong Kong's iTunes app chart in the education category, and it remains a recommended app. We hope to bring happiness to children when they learn with our apps. We believe learning should neither be painful nor a struggle, Venus says. The app is interactive and aims to give feedback without discouraging young users. Okay, now I'm going to pass the mic over to Edwin Dung from 5B, and he's going to give us his opinion.
First of all, I think educational apps are more interesting than traditional books. The efficiencies of learning by interacting with an educational app should be higher than by just reading a book. But now, do we choose between cost and efficiencies? The more time we spend looking at our iPhones, the more likely we will become short-sighted or addicted to it. Lastly, I will choose reading traditional books because it's cost cheaper and we can borrow them for free from public libraries.
Thank you, Edwin. Well done. Now, Edwin and I are going to practice the vocabulary from the vocabulary box just to make sure that we get the pronunciation nice and correct. First word, very easy. Hit.
Hit.
Encounter.
Encounter.
Pitch.
Pitch.
Local.
Local.
Potential.
Potential.
Discouraging.
Discouraging.
Expatriate.
Expatriate.
We often use the word expat to make it shorter anyway. Incorporate.
Incorporate.
Specialist.
Specialist.
And finally, overseas.
Overseas.
Okay, thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. Thank you very much, Edwin. And goodbye and have a great week. Oh, and also this will be the last broadcast until January. So have a great Christmas holiday, a great rest, and happy Christmas to you all. Bye-bye.